Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
And now live in this studio, it's the All Paws Pet Talk call-in radio show with a valuable knowledge and expertise of our panel guests ready to take your calls. Listen for the phone number so you may call in live. Take it away, panel.
And welcome to For the Love of Dog with Janet Wolfe. Today, we have some pretty incredible things going on. It has been a week of saving many, many lives. And today's show is actually about what we do when we rescue a dog from a shelter or rescue or a place that maybe wasn't so homey for the dog. Well, today we're going to be talking about a lot of different things, about how to take care of that special dog who may have come from a shelter or rescue. Now, some people will say, oh, just treat him like a dog. You just can treat him like that and, you know, he'll be fine. Well, you know, shelter dogs do have, and feral dogs do have, truly unique situations. And, you know, I always joke about things, but it's half true. I say, you know, if you think you know everything, it shows you know nothing. So you really have to be aware, not that you're going to know every single thing that happens to every single dog you rescue, but with what I do with United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids as the CEO and chief dog walker and pet sitter and groomer and all that, is that I have to take these dogs. Many of them, if not most, come from shelters and rescues around the country. Well, what happens? Of course, the shelters and rescues try to do the best they possibly can. But, you know, it's hard. There's just funding issues and different situations that make it so difficult for these dogs to actually have a great life while they're there. So the lucky ones get to come home with us. The lucky ones get to have a life and get their own forever family, hopefully. We're going to talk a little bit about how these poor dogs got into the shelter in the first place. And today's specific topic is, let's help those shelter dogs who we did rescue to become the best behaved, the best, most stable, calm, confident, wonderful animals that we can possibly make them. And let's give them the best life possible. So today we're going to discuss a little bit about what happened in the last week. I got a Facebook request, as we all get from time to time. And on that Facebook request, it said, well, there are a bunch of dogs that were about ready to die. These dogs happened to be in Georgia. So what happened was, of course, you know, myself, like, you know, many of you, well, we've just got to look at that picture of that dog. You know it. And here we are. We look at this picture of this pathetic little dog in a shelter or rescue group, and it's in a cage, and the dog has all kinds of issues, and you can see the dog having problems. Well, what do? We rescue him, of course. Isn't that what we all do? Well, today we're talking about, continuing on, about what the difference is between a shelter dog when he comes into your home and a rescue dog versus a, you know, purchased puppy or comes from a breeder or you buy it from someone or find it where the dog started out in a pretty good neighborhood or a pretty good area or a pretty good home. And it continued on in that pretty good home with your home. Well, those dogs certainly are wonderful, and not to discourage anyone from purchasing a dog or a puppy from a reputable breeder who does a good job, but let's face it, 4 million dogs are dying every year in this country alone, which is a pretty scary thing. So, you know, let's just say that if you guys out there can hear my voice and you know someone who's looking for a dog and isn't looking for a specific breed, try to encourage them to go to the shelter. try to encourage them to find a dog who without them may die. Well, that's what we did at United Canine Professionals and Merlin's Kids this scary week. Now, we always get a lot of shelter dogs. We do use a few other dogs that are, you know, specific breeds, but for the most part, all the dogs we get and we train and we rehabilitate and train to become service dogs for special needs kids and for veterans, as well as some for great old pets, are shelter dogs. So this past week, I had seen this Facebook post, and it was talking about how these pointers, they're pointer brothers, even though they're not, I guess that's like the pointer sisters, kind of, except it's the male dog version of the pointer sisters. Well, these two dogs had been found together, and who knows if they were related, and who really cares? But both of these dogs were very much in need of a good home. And sadly, these dogs had been abandoned and found in Georgia and had unfortunately, you know, been landed in the shelter. You know what happens? The dogs in the shelter. Nothing good happens when they get there. Unfortunately, there's only a three-day shelter hold in Georgia, and most of the places around the country are kind of leaning to that. So get in touch with your legislators next election time and tell them you want more than a three-day hold if your little pet goes AWOL and decides to take off somewhere. We really don't want your Fluffy winding up in the shelter and dead after 3 days because they don't have room. And those are the laws. So, you know, be responsible. But, well, anyway, so I see this Facebook post, and you guys all know me already. I'm on Facebook, and I see these little faces, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. They were redlined, which means they're going to be euthanized. And, man, I can't take more dogs. We've already got 60, 70 dogs that we're working with at any given time in Merlin's Kids. And no, Lord knows hundreds with United Canine Professionals. So, of course, I saw the picture. Lo and behold, we've rescued two pointer brothers. Mm-hmm. Well, as if that weren't enough, while my friend was actually checking on those dogs for me, another good friend happened to be in Georgia, and there were two more dogs. So, oh, they happen to be Rhodesian Ridgeback mixes. Oops, that's not good, because Janice is going to rescue them. So guess what happened? We now have four rescue dogs from the same shelter who would have been killed this week. Actually, today, Friday's the deadline, quite literally, the red line deadline on Friday. So we now have four young dogs, all between 4 months and about a year, who are going to be coming into our foundation. And we've temperament tested them. We've had experts who work for United Canine Professionals who have already checked out these dogs, and they're great dogs. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to come back in a few minutes with some more about what happened with these dogs and how we're going to treat them so we make sure these dogs are the best dogs in the world. Please join us in a few minutes for the continuing saga on For the Love of Dog. We'll be right back.
When it comes to health expenses, dog owners have it rough. Now, thanks to veterinarian and dermatologist Dr. Kristen Holm, your dog can be goo healthy. There's Doggy Goo to fight environmental pet allergies, Goo Gut Rescue for rescuing your dog's gut health, and Goo Silver, a broad-spectrum supplement for the special needs of your senior varsity dog. So visit HealthyGoo.com today or call 855-246-2426, and your dog can be healthy goo, healthy.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. all natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial. No sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat-treated to help retain all the natural, rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com. Order code 33955. Put your pet on the path to good health.
Welcome back, very quickly, to For the Love of Dog with Janice Wolf. Well, we are going to go through the sagas and the stories of where these dogs might have started and why they end up at the shelter, and how do we rehabilitate dogs who we have no history on? Well, this is a problem. We don't know. We have no idea where they came from. We have no idea what breed most of them are. And we have no idea what they've been through, if they grew up in a mansion, if they grew up in a trailer park, or in a homeless shelter with someone who needed them. We don't know. And that becomes the problem. Because humans have that, especially women, that indelible, absolute need to know what happened. Well, guess what? If you want to know what happens in life, don't get into shelter and rescue dogs, because you don't know. And it doesn't matter. And that's the point. It doesn't matter. I remember once there was a movie, I believe it was Animal House, and they just said, it just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And they repeated that probably 100 times until they were all screaming. And I believe it was John Belushi, the late, great John Belushi. And as he's screaming, it just doesn't matter. That's the point. There's nothing we can do, even if, God forbid, we have a dog who was abused. It just doesn't matter because we can't change it. As much as we want to change it, as much as we wish we could take back time, as much as we pray that somehow the people who might have done this to this poor dog might be punished, just doesn't matter to the dog, because the dog can't go back and neither can you. So when you have a dog who has a behavioral issue or has a problem perhaps related to, you know, something that has happened to him in the past, please stop worrying about what happened and just focus on what's going to happen. From now on, these four dogs, the two Pointer brothers and the two Rhodesian Ridgeback rescue dogs that we know nothing about, from now on, from the moment we see them, from the moment they come into our homes and our lives, they are very spoiled, very loved, and will never, ever go back again, ever. And we will do everything to prevent these dogs from ever even remembering a moment of what might have happened. Even a dog who was not abused, and certainly, fortunately, many dogs are not abused. We just think they are because they have developmental issues during a very early stage of development, anywhere, well, basically from birth to 14 to 15 months old, they go in and out of different developmental phases. And we've spoken with that about that, and we'll do that again, but not today. All I know is that these dogs are going to be spoiled. They're going to receive organic food. They're going to receive new vet vitamins, which if anybody has an older dog, a rescue, or a young dog, and you want to make sure that, if people are constantly asking me this, how do you keep your dogs looking like this, even your rescues look amazing, there's a vitamin supplement called NuVet, N-U-V-E-T. It's NuVet.com, and I'll go into a little bit, but if you need to order it, you can just tell them that Merlin's kids, told you about the vitamins. And you can call them up, NuVet.com. I believe the number is 800-474-7044. Well, the minute we get our dogs, and you want to make sure that these dogs are going to be really healthy and really, really happy, you've got to make sure that these dogs are going to be on good nutrition. So that's the first thing we do. We give them good nutrition. By teaching them and by giving them that good nutrition, we're able to actually help them to be healthy and happy and start feeling better. Because that's a big thing. A lot of dogs who come in from shelters have suppressed autoimmune responses. Some of these dogs might not have had the best upbringing from the beginning. They may have had a mama who didn't feed them or wasn't able to nurse them or who died at birth or very young. Or mama may have been malnourished sometime. And then she wasn't able to have enough colostrum, which is that first mother's milk, the first 24 hours, when the pores in the stomach and digestive tract are wide open in the puppy. And they start to close up until between 12 and 24 hours, until at 24 hours, they're nearly closed up. And now that colostrum can no longer be absorbed. That's a big, heavy fat, a lipid protein, a lipoprotein, which will protect the baby and give him immunity for the first about 8 weeks, which is why we give shots to puppies at about 8 weeks, because mama was able to have that immune system that would be helpful for the puppy. So, basically, the first thing we do when we get the puppies in or we get a dog in from a rescue or shelter, we treat them like our own dogs from the minute that they come in, not a week or 2 weeks or a month later and, Gucci goo them. Yes, of course, we love them. We rescued them from, wherever they were. So, of course, we want to make sure that these dogs are healthy. But, you got to make sure psychologically and behaviorally they're healthy. So if we put them in, of course, after a quarantine period to make sure that they don't have any illnesses and that they're feeling okay and don't have any digestive gut issues or blood in their urine or blood in their stool, or, we check them with a fecal exam. We redo any shots that we know that they haven't had. We put them on NuVet vitamins, like I said, about the NUVET, NuVet, and Merlin's Kids uses NuVet products. We use an all-organic, amazing food that also helps the puppies and dogs to become stronger and healthier. And then we start to really work with the puppies and the dogs to make sure, not that we're focusing on them, but that we're putting them in with another good, stable dog who they kind of learn from. So a dog like Wyatt, let's face it, Wyatt is about the best dog in the world. He's won the AKC Ace Award. He got an award of merit at Yukonuba Championships last year. His mother won at Westminster. And, Wyatt's a super-duper champion show dog and all that, but that's not why Wyatt is so valuable. The reason why it's so valuable is because Wyatt will work with those dogs and he'll kind of show them the ropes. So instead of the dog going into a fearful environment all alone, he goes in with Wyatt or Wispa or Savannah or Bubble. So when we're dealing with any kind of a shelter dog or rescue dog, we want to make sure that we're giving the dog everything it needs and make sure also that you know as much as you can about the previous things. And sometimes we don't know all those things. But if there are any kind of shot records, also make sure that you're not doubling up on shots, because sometimes some dogs can come down with autoimmune problems because they're over-vaccinated. So see if you can figure it out by the age of the dog, not do extras. So anyway, we will have to take a break now, but we want you to come back in a moment with For the Love of Dog.
Does your dog have muddy, dirty paws? Well, here's your answer. The Paw Wash cleans dog's paws fast and easy. Just insert your dog's paw and leg into the device and pump up and down. The Paw Wash's unique hourglass design creates a suction of power that pulls that dirt, mud, sand, or salt off the paw and leg, and it stays in the device. You can clean all four paws in a little over a minute with just one fill. For retail or online sales, go to www.thepawwash.com. That's www.thepawwash.com.
Get in on the fun and the rewards of caring for animals as a professional. Train to be a pet groomer or a veterinary assistant at the Florida Institute of Animal Arts. Turn your love for animals into a lifelong career. There are thousands of jobs in the growing professions of pet groomer and veterinary assistant. We help place graduates. Ask about tuition financing. The Florida Institute of Animal Arts, Winter Park, 407-869-PETS. On the web at myfiaa.com.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Shanice Walsh. Well, we're going to start talking about each individual dog. We're going to give them names because there's nothing more wonderful than giving your puppy a name. Now, most of the time when these dogs come from the shelter and they've been strays or turned in by someone who found them or the animal control officer, you know, normally, these dogs are given names by the rescuers. So don't feel guilty about taking the name and changing it, because it's not even the dog's name most of the time. Well, we've got a dog named Pepsi, which is kind of cute. I might leave that. Loafer, which I don't know about that one. We've got Monty, which I love, because that was the nickname of one of my Rhodesian Ridgebacks who I had 20-some-odd years ago. Of Montana, we used to call him Monty, and the other one, oh my goodness, I think I've forgotten it, but it's not important what the dogs are called. It's more important that you give them the love, you give them the connection. You know, we talk about this. What do we do at United Canine Professionals? Well, at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com, we teach people just this, how to fix people's dogs, how to rehabilitate dogs with behavioral issues. And I can't think of dogs who we know less about than dogs we literally just pulled off the street and have no idea about anything with them. So what we're going to do today is go through a little bit about what we're doing with these puppies. So first thing we're doing, we're going to give these puppies purpose. The purpose of these puppies is to have a leader. The purpose of these puppies is not going to be to provide and to protect. That is the job of the pack leader. So if we take a nice, quiet, calm, confident, great dog like a Wyatt or a Wispa or a Bubble or a Romeo or a Bisbee or any of my really, really amazing dogs, or any of our rescue dogs like Lexi, Charlie, Lexi, I don't know how many people have tried to steal my Lexi away. I'll give up a man before I'll give up my dog. And I know you ladies are laughing, but you know it's true. So, you know, basically, if you teach the dog that you're providing for him and you're taking care of him, and he doesn't have to worry about where he's getting his next meal, and he doesn't have to worry about protecting himself or you, he's going to be a great dog. He's going to be calm. He's going to be confident. He's going to be in control. That needs to be his purpose. So right away when we get these shelter and rescue dogs in, we give them the purpose. And we give them a purpose to help us hunt, to help us go out on a walk calmly, confidently, and, you know, like we're going somewhere. Not like we're looking at the dog, like I always say, the Superman, you know, when Lois Lane is plummeting off the building, and Superman scoops her up, and she looks down below him and sees nothing but buildings and air, and she says, you know, when he says, I've got you, don't worry, and she says, you've got me, who's got you? So don't stare at your dogs, especially your shelter and rescue dogs, when you're looking, you know, and you're going out walking. How are you going to walk and hunt and find food for your pack if you're looking at your pack? Remember in the movie The Bodyguard with Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston, the late, great Whitney Houston? Well, remember how he was not looking at her? And the problem was when he started to fall in love with her, he was staring at her and looking at her. And that's when she was in danger, because he stopped looking. He stopped watching around her, and for a few seconds, he was watching her. And that's where Whitney Houston in the movie was almost shot by an assassin, because the bodyguard stopped looking at around his person and started looking at his person. Same thing with the dog. If you're walking around and you're focused on the dog, then who's got you? Who's watching you? Who's protecting the pack? Who's providing for the pack? It's really simple. This is stuff, nobody made this stuff up. This is the way dogs are. It's not a TV show. It's not a crazy person, a crazy man with a southern accent. It's not one person. It's dog behavior. This is some of the stuff we teach at UnitedCanineProfessionals.com. If you want to help us to help more dogs, to save more shelter dogs, and to make a career helping dogs like the four we just rescued, please contact us at 855, the number 4, the letter K, the number 9, PROS, P-R-O-S, 855-4, Canine PROS, if you want to help us, because the four dogs we just took in are going to need help from us. There are 4 million dogs dying every year, 4 million who are not rescued. Please be responsible and don't dump your dog. Give your dog a purpose. All right, so all of our new 4 rescue dogs are going to have a purpose. Their purpose will be to find love, not food. To protect their hearts, not to protect their body. Their job are just to go be a dog and go be happy, like you guys were when you were 5 years old. Think back to your biggest trouble, your biggest worry when you were a little kid. Maybe mommy didn't make enough chocolate chip cookies. You were crying because your brother stole your McDonald's french fries, like my big brother always used to do. All right? So think about the problems that a dog might face. Dogs are scared. They have no purpose in the shelter. They're taken out of a loving home most of the time, or even if it wasn't a loving home, at least it was their home. That was all they knew. They're taken out of these places, and they're dumped, or they're taken, or they're picked up, or they have a catch pole. And, you know, this is not a really calm, confident way to grow up or to be dumped. We wouldn't want that if somebody did that to us. So first thing we want to do is give the job to the dog of just being a dog. Give the job to us of being the provider and protector, of giving your dog purpose, okay? We're going to go through different pieces of this as we go through today's show. But the most important thing for you all to remember is that you've got to give the dog a purpose. You've got to give the dog what he needs as a dog, because if you don't, he's going to stay that rescue dog, that shelter dog, that injured dog, that abused dog, that abandoned dog forever. So if we can't change you and you can't change and you can't get past your past, how do you expect a dog to get past his past? When we rescue a dog, the last thing we want to do is remind him every single day that he came from abuse or came from a bad place. We want to put him in happy time. We want to put him in with other animals who are going to show him how to play and how to laugh and how to have fun. That's what you need to do. And you can help us at United Canine Professionals and at MerlinsKids.org to take dogs like the 4 we just rescued from Georgia and change their lives so that they can be rehabilitated by us, so that a child with special needs can also receive an amazing lifeline of a dog that's trained specially for them as a service dog. So please stay tuned because we're going to talk about some other things we need to do for these poor puppies that we just rescued from Georgia. Please stay tuned for the Love a Dog.
As a dog owner, you know that dogs can eat just about anything. But when food becomes a health troublemaker, or your animal has been on antibiotics or heavy meds, or GI issues set in, your animal's gut may be out of balance and needs Goo Gut Rescue. Goo Gut Rescue is 100% natural and veterinarian prebiotic and probiotic formulated to rescue your animal's gut from bad bug dominance. Remember, your dog's total health begins with gut health. Don't delay. Visit GooGutRescue.com.
Attention all pet lovers! Do you love your furry pet? Well, I want to introduce to you Paws and Silk, the first all-natural silk-filled pet bedding and apparel line that helps improve your pet's overall health and wellness. Paws and Silk is made using luxurious long-stranded silk and all-natural breathable cotton. Each product will help keep your pet cool and comfortable all year long. Paws and Silk pet beds and coats will also work as a barrier against dust mites and other allergens. Not only are they fashionable, but they also don't take on your pet's odor. Better yet, they're even machine washable. So, folks, here's what I want you to do. Visit Paws and Silk website at pawsandsilk.com to learn more about Paws and Silk and their incredible products. That's PAWSNSILK.com. You can buy directly from the site, and they even ship all over North America. How easy is that? For more information, go to pawsandsilk.com or call their toll-free number, 877-678-7455.
And welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Janice Wolf. Talking today about these amazing little four puppies we picked up from the shelter down in Georgia. You know what they say? The devil went down to Georgia because he was looking for a soul to steal. Well, this little devil went down to Georgia to go rescue some dogs. So help us to help more dogs. Well, we were talking about what dogs need. What do dogs need? Rescue dogs, shelter dogs. They need a lot of love. We know that. But you got to give a dog what he needs as a dog first. And then you can do all the other fun stuff with him. When you have a dog who comes from a shelter or a rescue, especially shelters, especially some of the ones down south and out west, you know, you don't always have the nicest people that come in contact with them. Somebody didn't love that dog. Somebody let that dog go, gave that dog up, or whatever. So the energy of the dog is probably going to be fearful, uncertain, scared. Well, now, what would we do if we want to set the dog up for failure instead of, as United Canine Professionals and I always preach, set your dog up for success. Trademark that one already. Because it's so important. Set your dog up for success, not for failure. So we take these four dogs from Georgia, and hopefully their southern accents will be easily understandable by Wyatt and my Ridgebacks who come from South Africa. Well, the energy is really important. If we are fearful, if we are uncertain, if we go into that dog treating that dog as if it is a fearful, scared, horrible, you know, dog who's been through horrible things, not the dog horrible, but the situation, we are going to keep the dog in that situation really, really bad. The energy of the dog should not change your energy. Your energy should gear and gear into the dog. So in other words, your energy should calm the dog. Not that you're going to say it's okay, because you don't want a fearful dog to feel, oh, it's okay to be fearful. But what you do want is for that fearful dog to see you with your energy being calm and confident and in control, and to see you actually doing things, not staring at him while you're doing things. That's why it's always great to have a really good, stable dog who has the right energy. And many times when we're looking at Merlin's kids' foster homes, or for United Canine Professionals, people who are looking to learn our techniques and our trademark different things that we offer with service dog training, therapy dog training, and natural canine behavior rehabilitation training, which I trademarked and created. Well, guess what? If you guys want to do that, you've got to understand the dog's energy. So if the dog is fearful and you go in and you pet him in that moment, you're not comforting him like you would think you'd be comforting a sick child or a scared child. When you go in and you start comforting him when he's in that state of mind, the dog becomes the state of mind, and then the person starts comforting that state of mind and makes it happen more and more, and it encourages the dog to be more fearful, not less fearful. That doesn't mean you're going to be abusive, God forbid, to a dog. Never. But try to move forward. Try to pretend you're going somewhere. If you have another dog, and what we look for at Merlin's Kids for Fosters is really people who either have a great energy themselves or have a great energy and have maybe a great dog, like an older dog or a really well-behaved dog who can then kind of, you know, give the new dog, like, hey, kid, you know, kind of let me show you the routine. That's really what we want. We want the dog, the new puppy or the new dog, to learn from a nice, calm, confident, stable older dog or young dog who is extremely stable. Because this way, when you have that dog looking at the first dog and he's maybe afraid, the new rescue dog, let's say Pepsi, he may be afraid of people. Well, if Wyatt goes up to, you know, a person and he says, hi, how are you, nice and calmly, and gets petted, Pepsi will see Wyatt. And he'll say, wow, I want to be petted too. Well, if I go up there and I'm calm, that's great. That's what we want to do. So the energy of the dog affects the energy of the human. And the energy of the human affects the energy of the dog. If you don't understand that basic principle, you're never going to be successful at rehabilitating a dog or at teaching a dog. Someone has to be in charge. It's got to be you. Someone's energy has to be under control. It's got to be you. Because otherwise it's going to get up and spiral out of control. And we don't want that. So the next thing that a dog needs is to learn respect. And it doesn't need to learn respect by you being abusive to him. He needs to learn respect by learning that there are certain things that we do, certain rules of the house, certain things we're allowed to do, certain things we're not allowed to do. And this isn't like other shows where it talks about me, or it talks about a person, or it talks about somebody who's trying to get you to do something. All I'm trying to tell you is this is how your dog thinks. It's not about you. It's not about one person. It's about training you into changing the way you've been dealing with dogs. This is why some of these shelter and rescue dogs wind up with really bad emotional issues, behavioral issues, because the people who rescue them, as well-meaning as they are, oftentimes end up kind of keeping the dogs in the past. We need to set rules. We all have rules. It's so important for us. You can't run through a red light or a stop sign, can you? Well, sure you can, but guess what's going to happen? A police officer or somebody is going to stop you and say, hey, you can't do that. Or, God forbid, you're going to kill someone because you're going to run a red light and some pregnant lady with two little kids in the car is going to be killed with her kids because you broke a rule. Well, fortunately, with dogs, it's not quite that bad. But it is that important because if somebody isn't making the rules, then the dog will be making the rules. This happens a lot of times with those famed rubber hands on the end of a stick. Now, I don't know what brain surgeon created a rubber hand that has no scent of human on it and that, you know, it's rubber. You think dogs can't tell the difference between your hand and a rubber toy? So, I mean, you know, you can't fix stupid. But the concept being, you're using it with the wrong energy. Go back to energy, folks. Because you're taking the rubber hand and you're poking the dog and moving the bowl and doing all those things with a starving dog or a scared dog, and of course he's going to snap. If he's ever going to snap in his life, he's going to snap. He gets into a shelter, maybe within a day or two, he's scared still. Somebody comes at him with a rubber hand and a bowl of food, and he's starving. My husband always jokes about, you know, you go to some of the Chinese buffets where they have the all-you-can-eat, and there's some of the people at the Chinese buffet that you'll come back looking like a used rubber hand. You'll have three fingers missing. Well, I'm joking about it, but it's the concept of that isn't natural. And dogs know that it's not your hand. You might as well use a broom. You might as well use a stick. And especially if you have a dog who might have been the victim of abuse, as unfortunately there are a number of dogs who have been, those dogs are going to probably snap at that hand. And guess what? They snap at that hand because you're using it with the wrong energy, and you shouldn't be sticking a rubber hand into my face at the Chinese buffet, because if I'm hungry, I'm going to bite it off. Well, we'll discuss my eating habits and a whole lot more in a little bit on the next portion of For the Love of Dogs.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike Toe Leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
Treat your furry best friend with a clear conscience. Clear Conscience Pet, that is. Everything made by this family-owned company is artisan-crafted in the USA. From family-farmed ingredient sources, holistically formulated for your pet's best health. And just plain delicious. Their treats, chews, and the amazing super gravy food topper for dogs and cats are simply the best you can buy. And the company has won 5 National Nutrition Awards to prove it. Now, Clear Conscience Pet is launching the Sliders brand, a true breakthrough in meaty treats featuring the purest tender meat treat ever made. No grain, no gluten, no glycerin or other chemicals found in typical moist treats. Sliders are pub fun snacks made from lean meats, nutritionally optimized with omega-rich organic flax and veggies. Enter the offer code RADIO at checkout and save 20% at clearconsciencepet.com. Your pets will love you for it.
Welcome back to For the Love of Dogs with Dennis Wolf. Well, it's our last segment, and I guess I've got to kind of key down a little bit because some of the people out there, I think, are probably turning down their radios and wondering what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing? I'm reveling in life. I'm reveling in the fact that 4 dogs from Georgia are not dead today, and this is what everybody needs to start working on. Everybody needs to start working on helping other people in the rescue community to help save more dogs. So we talked about purpose, giving the dog a purpose in the leader-follower relationship. We talked about energy, how your energy can affect your dog's behavior and how your dog's energy can affect yours. We talked about the rules, and we'll go into that another week because that's a pretty long segment, but we'll go into that. But basically, it's teaching the dog that, you know, you can't run a red light, you can't go through a stop sign, you can't bite somebody, you can't jump on somebody, you can't run out the door, you can't steal stuff. It's just the rules, no big deal. Well, the next one, which is the problem with shelter and rescue dogs, that they lack connection. The connection between the human and the dog is what keeps us keeping our dog. So what happened with these dogs from the shelter and rescue? Where did these dogs live before? And what caused those dogs to be given up or dumped by an owner who got that puppy and said, oh, my gosh, look how cute he is. He's so adorable. And you know some of these dogs. I mean, these dogs, they're better trained than my dogs. My dogs don't sit. People laugh at all the time. They'll say, Wyatt, sit. I'll say, I'm sorry, Wyatt doesn't sit for strangers because I don't like my children to be ordered around by people. But he does find cancer, does find tumors, does work with autistic children, does lead a blind 3.5-year-old child around, perfectly through a shopping mall with stairs and everything. Well, but he doesn't sit for you because you know what? You're not his mommy. I am. But, you know, seriously, what does cause that lack of connection? Because if you had that connection, you would not be getting rid of your dog in the first place. So that's why most dogs give you about a 2-month honeymoon period. Not that they do it intentionally, but that's normally what works out. So the dog comes to you, and in the first 2 months, you're coochie-cooing him and trying to make him love you and realize that he's safe, which is what we want to do. But what's more important is starting to teach him the ropes, teach him with a nice, calm older dog. If you don't have a calm older dog, then be the calm older dog. Just give that dog what he needs as a dog, and he will be the best dog in the world. But remember, and I say it all the time, if I had to get rid of Wyatt, Wispa, Romeo, Bisbee, Savannah, Bubble, Brooke, Bella, or any of my dogs, my dogs would never go into a shelter or rescue because my dogs are so good. They truly are. I have like 22 dogs on my farm. They literally are all that good. Now, they're not all mine from birth, but my rescue dogs and my problem children learn from my good dogs who I've bred. I breed Rhodesian Ridgebacks, and I breed the best there are. For 28 years, I've been breeding. And my temperaments are second to none. That's why Wyatt won the AKCA's award at age 2, youngest dog ever in the history of the award. But you know what? I bet you I could have at least 3 or 4 of my recent rescue dogs who are so well-behaved, you wouldn't ever imagine that those dogs could have been dumped by somebody for behavioral issues. But what did happen is they lost the connection with the dog. This society, we lose the connection not only with our pets because something goes hard, something goes wrong, something gets difficult. The dog pees in the house. The dog nips at little Johnny who's, you know, picking the dog's eyeball out with a straw. You know, I mean, you've all heard of this. And that's unfortunately what happens. So the dog gets dumped because the humans lost the connection with the dog. Well, the other part of that is, we have that connection because we see when we go on Facebook, some of us, go on Facebook and we see these dogs and we have a connection with a dog we've never even met because we're looking at its picture and we see the sadness and the sorrow in its eyes and the please just help me, I'm scared look. But you have to fight that. You have to fight the feeling of wanting to help that dog so much by nurturing it and kind of giving into its fear, but help the dog over its fear so that in a month or 2 or 3, the dog isn't fearful anymore because he knows he's safe. I had that same thing happen to me. I had a couple of Rhodesian Ridgebacks, and these two dogs, because of the person who happened to be around them, our kennel master, for a while, somebody who was working in the kennel, was not so much with the dogs, but was just maybe not a really nice guy all the time. And these two particular dogs, these little sisters, were fearful. And I mean, these dogs were fearful for 4 or 5 years. And after a while, and the person left, it took me about 2 months after that person left that these dogs came out of their shell, and everybody who had seen these two sisters was like, that's impossible. After 4 years of having that other situation with that energy, abusive energy, around the dog, even though it wasn't really abusive physically, it was a difference in energy. It was an unstable energy, I'll say. Those dogs, after all that time, in 2 months, changed, and both of those dogs were rescued, you know, adopted out after being rescued and worked with wonderful homes, one with a vet, Vietnam vet, and another one with a another older veteran who's in his early 80s. So we have happy stories. So the connection builds, and as we build a connection and we decide, you know, hey, I don't like this marriage anymore. Hey, I don't like this house anymore. Hey, I don't like whatever it is, we give up on it. And that's why dogs wind up in the shelters. But even after years, or even after an older dog has a problem, you can still get through to him by using the five fundamentals, which is purpose, energy, respect, which is based on rules, connection, and physical health, which we talked about with the NuVet vitamins. And we have a couple, actually, of people are text messaging me right now. There is a code for the NuVet vitamins. It's NUVET.com. It's 800-474-7044. That's 800-474-7044. And the code on that is 40560. So you can order it and you can get 15% off on auto ship, which is what we do with all our rescue dogs because we have so many dogs. But that's the whole thing. It's just PERCH, P-E-R-C-H, PERCH your dog for success. And I want to really give a big shout out to my handler, my dog show handler, Junior, who is going to be driving down to the Atlanta area next week for us at no charge. He is a sweetheart. He is going to be helping us. I want to send a shout out to the future Dr. Jody Joseph, who helps as much as she possibly can and will do a lot more than that shortly when she graduates vet school and gives us phenomenal vet care. And I want to give a big shout out to all of our volunteers at Merlin's Kids for our fundraising and all of our amazing people in 34 states for United Canine Professionals. And if you want to join our team, go on to our website at UnitedK9Professionals.com. Please send in your questions and feel free to get in touch with us during the week. It has been an amazingly spirited, wonderful episode of For the Love of Dogs, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next week.